Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something seriously useful for Jungle and Old School DNB, a Jungle Voltage Edit, which is basically a bassline turn drive from scratch in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just a loop. The goal here is movement, pressure, that feeling where the bassline doesn't just sit there. It turns the corner and pushes the track forward. That kind of phrase is gold in Jungle, because it can live in the drop, carry a turnaround, or add a DJ-friendly moment before the next switch up. We're keeping it beginner-friendly, but I want you to think like a producer from the start. The bass is not only low-end, it's momentum. Let's set up the session first. Open a new project and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really sweet spot for old-school jungle energy. You can live anywhere around 170 to 174, but 172 is a great default. Keep the time signature in 4/4, and make sure your grid is comfortable for bass programming. I'd work in 1/16 for the MIDI rating, and 1/8 when you're thinking about arrangement. Now create a few tracks, one for drums, one for sub, one for bass character, one for atmosphere, and one for effects or transitions. The separation matters a lot. In DNB, if everything is on one track, the low end gets messy fast. Keeping the sub clean and the character layer separate gives you way more control. Let's build the bass foundation. On your bass sub track, load operator. We're going to keep this simple and clean. Use a sine wave as your starting point, because a sine gives you a pure low end that works beautifully for jungle subs. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep the attack super short, basically instant. Decay somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain can be very low if you want the notes to feel plucky, or a little higher if you want them to hold more. Release should stay short, just enough to avoid clicks. If you want glide between notes, turn on mono or legato and add a little portamento. Something like 40 to 90 milliseconds is enough to give you that controlled slide without making it sound sloppy. Now write a very simple MIDI phrase. Don't overthink this. Start with just 3 to 5 notes across 1 or 2 bars. Think root note on beat 1, maybe a movement note on beat 2 or the offbeat, then a return or turnaround note in bar 2. This is really important. Jungle bass often works because of rhythm, not because of busy melodies. A strong bass line can be tiny and still feel huge if the timing is right. So let's shape the turn drive. The idea is that the phrase should feel like it's turning into the next bar. Try this structure. A longer note on beat 1, then a shorter note later in the bar, then a final note that nudges up or down by 1 to 3 semitones into the next bar. That little shift is the magic. It can be a root to fifth move, root to octave, root to minor third, or even a simple chromatic step. If you're in F minor, for example, you might try F, C, Eb, then back to F, or F, Ab, G, then F. Small moves, big energy. Also, if you overlap notes a little bit, the glide becomes more obvious. That gives you the feeling of a bass line bending rather than just stepping. Now we're going to add a character layer. Duplicate the bass idea to a new track called Bass Character. Load Wavetable or another stock synth if you prefer, and build a basic restyle texture. Start with 2 saw waves, or saw plus square, add a small amount of detune, and use a couple of unison voices. Keep the cutoff low enough that it sits above the sub and doesn't fight the low end. This layer should give you width, grit, and motion. It should not replace the sub. Think of the sub as the weight, and the character layer as the attitude. After the synth, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Just enough to bring out harmonics, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and then soft clip it if needed. Trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with extra volume. Now EQ this layer. High pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub can stay clean. If it feels muddy, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets edgy or harsh, gently reduce some of the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz. On the sub track, keep things clean. If the tone is already pure, you may barely need any EQ at all. The goal is to preserve the solidity of the low end. If you want, route both bass tracks into a bass group and add a very light compressor or glue compressor. I mean light. Just enough to glue things together, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You do not want to squash the groove. Next, let's give the bass something to push against. Add a breakbeat on the drum track. A classic jungle feel comes from a break with some looseness, not something perfectly gridlocked. You can use simpler slice mode or classic mode for a break chop, and layer a kick and snare if needed. A good starting point is to keep the snare on 2 and 4. Let the kick support the bass rather than fight it, and leave some ghost notes or hats for swing. One of the biggest mistakes beginners make is packing too much into the same beat. Jungle feels powerful because the drums and bass interlock. They don't all hit at once. So if your bass note lands on beat 1, be careful not to stack a huge kick on exactly the same spot unless it's designed to work that way. Now comes the atmosphere, and this is where the section starts to feel cinematic. Create an atmosphere track and load something like Wavitable, analog, or even a sample in Simpler. You want a dark bed under the bass. It could be a filtered noise wash, a minor chord pad, a vinyl texture, a breathy swell, or even a reversed cymbal. Use auto filter to keep it controlled. Low pass it so it stays soft, maybe somewhere around 1 to 4 kHz depending on the source. Add a little resonance if you want tension. Then automate the cutoff so it opens slightly into the bass turn. Add reverb, but keep it dark. Long decay is fine, somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds, but don't overdo the dry slash wet. You're looking for atmosphere, not a washed out mess. And if you add echo, filter the repeats so they don't clutter the sub. This atmosphere should feel like a shadow behind the groove. If it starts becoming the main event, pull it back. Now let's make the whole thing move over 4 or 8 bars. Automate the bass character filter cutoff a little. You can also automate the glide feel, if you want the phrase to soften or tighten. On the atmosphere, try opening the filter a bit more as the phrase develops. You can also throw a little extra reverb or echo on the final note of the turn to make the ending feel like it's pointing into the next section. A really useful structure is this. Bars 1 and 2 are drier and tighter. Bars 3 and 4 open up a little more. The last beat of bar 4 gets a tiny transition hit, reverse sound, or echo throw. Then the loop resets with a slightly stronger variation. This is a good place to remind yourself. In DNB, small automation often sounds bigger than huge sweeping changes, because the rhythm is already intense. You don't need to overcook it. Now let's bring in one of the classic jungle tricks, call and response. You can have the bass hit on beat 1, then let an atmosphere swell answer on the end of 2. Then the bass turns again on beat 3, and maybe a short noise stab or reverse hit lands before the bar resets. That little conversation gives the section identity. It keeps the groove alive without needing more notes. Now do a mix check. Put utility on the bass character and atmosphere tracks and listen in mono. Make sure the sub stays strong and centered. If the low end starts to feel blurry, shorten the bass notes, reduce the reverb, high pass the atmosphere more aggressively, or lower the character layer instead of touching the sub. This part is really important. The bass should still feel solid in mono. If the movement disappears completely, the section may sound wide and exciting in headphones, but it won't hold up in a real mix. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the bass too busy. If the phrase feels cluttered, reduce it to 3 to 5 notes and let the rhythm do more work. Don't distort the sub too much. Keep the dirt on the character layer. Don't drown the whole thing in reverb. Filter it, shorten it, and keep it out of the low end. And if the bass line feels flat, the fix is often not more sound design. It's a tiny change in the notes. A glide, a note jump, a rest, a shift by a 16th. That's often enough to make the phrase feel alive. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it further. Try a very subtle octave drop at the end of the phrase. That gives you a heavy drop back into the pocket feeling. Try moving one bass note slightly earlier or later by a 16th. That push-pull feel works beautifully with broken drums. You can also resample the bass phrase to audio, then chop or reverse a tiny section. That instantly gives it a more sample-based jungle character. And if you want more aggression, add a little extra saturation to the character layer, not the sub. You can even use a quiet noise layer under the bass for extra air and edge. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 4-bar jungle voltage edit using only the method from this lesson. Set the tempo to 172. Program a simple 4-note bass phrase in operator. Duplicate it to Wavitable and make it a restyle character layer. Add a basic breakbeat. Create one atmosphere track with a filtered pad or noise swell. Automate the atmosphere filter opening over the last bar. Then add one glide or turnaround note at the end of bar 4. Finally, export or loop the section and listen in mono. The goal is simple. Make the bass feel like it's driving into the next phrase, not just repeating itself. So remember the big idea here. Build the bass in 2 layers. Keep the phrase simple but directional. Let the drums and bass interlock. Use atmospheres for depth and tension. And always check the low end in mono. That's the jungle voltage mindset. If you get this working, you've not just made a loop, you've made a usable DNB section with motion, attitude, and that old-school jungle pressure.